KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting out sports this morning with the state baseball championships wrapping up there over the weekend at Principal Park in Des Moines. It was the state title day on Saturday. And in the Class 1A contest, it was Don Bosco picking up a 3-2 win over Newman Catholic of Mason City. For the first time since 1978, the Dons are state champs. The Dons have denied the Knights' quest for a four-peat with an offensive boom in the bottom of the sixth. Don Bosco's Charlie Hogan entered Saturday's contest with just three hits all season, one of which coming earlier in the state tournament. But on Saturday, the junior connected on a pair of big-time hits, including the go-ahead RBI double in the bottom of the sixth. Hogan finished a perfect 2-for-2 from the plate on Saturday. Also in the 2A title game, it was Van Meter with a shutout over Des Moines Christian 6-0. It's for the first time in school history the Bulldogs are back-to-back state champions. Van Meter defeated Des Moines Christian 6-0 in that 2A championship, claiming the school's second title in as many years. It was Van Meter's third title in school history. They won in 2019 and 2003. Both teams are members of the West Central Activities Conference. Van Meter won the regular season meeting 1-0. And they win it here 6-0 to take that 2A championship. In 3A, Norwalk won their first state tournament in more than 10 years, taking down Gilbert 8-6 for the Class 3A title. And in the 4A contest, Johnston clinched their fifth title in program history with an 11-8 win over Ankeny. And Dragons rallied from a 7-3 deficit, outscoring the Hawks 8-1 over the game's final three innings. Johnston previously won the state tournament in 2017, 2013, 2008, and 1977. So that's a look at your state baseball championships that wrapped up their Saturday. So the summer sports season now has officially come to a close. The state softball ended on Friday and baseball ending there on Saturday. Moving on to some other sporting notes here in the state. Iowa All-American Luca Garza has withdrawn from the NBA draft and will return for his senior season. Garza averaged nearly 24 points and 10 rebounds last year and being named the Big Ten Player of the Year.
I love this place too much to leave it early. You know, I love the University of Iowa. I love my teammates, love my coaches. And, you know, I just love what has happened to me since I've been here. You know, it was the best decision of my life to come to the University of Iowa, and I think it's going to be the best decision that I stayed.
The Hawkeyes posted a record of 20-11 last season, but lost out on the postseason at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. With Garza back, the Hawkeyes will be one of the favorites in the Big Ten.
Obviously, not being able to play in the tournament hurt this year, especially with the team we had. I felt like we would have made a run. You know, you have four chances at it, and one was taken away from me, so I didn't feel like I should take the other one away from myself as well. And I've only been there one time, and it was a special, you know, chance, and we had an opportunity to be in the Sweet 16, and I feel like, you know, that's the best time in basketball, and that's something that, you know, I'm going to remember forever. So I want to be a part of that, and I'm going to this year.
Garza says the chance to play with a special Iowa team was a big factor in his decision.
I felt strongly that, you know, if I were to keep my name in, I would have been drafted. You know, I had a lot of opportunities in the NBA as well as in Europe, you know, for a lot of money. But at the end of the day, I feel like the teams that, you know, like me this year will like me next year, and they'll like me even more because I've put in a lot of work this summer. I'm going to continue to put in work, and I'm always improving my game.
Garza says concern over how next season will be affected by the pandemic was not a factor in his decision.
You know, we all feel strongly that there will be some sort of college basketball season, you know, whether that be normal or delayed or whatever the case may be. We all feel very confident in that. And, you know, I didn't want to make a decision, you know, based on an unknown. You know, if I would have left based on, you know, there not being a season out, and I would have had to watch, you know, the team play without me, I would have been upset and regretted that decision a lot.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says Garza informed his teammates on Sunday morning.
For him, it goes back very simply to his role in that locker room, his relationship with his brothers on that team. And I think that bond is really why he ended up making the decision he made.
McCaffrey says Garza did his homework and made an informed decision.
He did the same thing through the recruiting process. It was very similar. He took his time. He listened to the people who love him. And he made a decision, I think, with all of the information that he needed. And that, I think, makes me feel good. And I think it makes him feel good.
In other news in the state, there's at least a temporary delay in planning for more upgrades to Hilton Coliseum in Ames, the home floor for ISU basketball, volleyball, and gymnastics, as well as wrestling as well. The original schedule had called for Board of Regents approval last week to kick off the process of seeking bids for designs that would expand the arena's north and south concourses. Milt Dokovich of Waterloo, an Iowa State graduate, is a member of the Board of Regents.
And was to be funded by athletic department operations and private giving. This is an excellent project and will greatly enhance this facility. Exercising an abundance of caution in these uncertain economic times, we have deferred this project 2 months to our September meeting.
The board will review all the athletic budgets for Iowa State, Iowa, and UNI at that meeting. The board cited the volatility surrounding college sports as the reason for not conducting that review at its July 29th meeting. Moving on to other sports in Major League Baseball, it was vintage Clayton Kershaw on the mound as he made his injury-delayed season debut for the Dodgers Sunday. The three-time NL Cy Young Award winner struck out six while allowing just three hits over 5 2/3 innings of the Dodgers' 3-0 shutout of the Diamondbacks. He threw 81 pitches and retired his first 10 batters. Aaron Judge extended his career-best home run streak to 5 games by going deep twice in the Yankees' 6th consecutive win and 9-7 comeback over the Red Sox. The Reds swept the first-ever 7-inning doubleheader in big league history. Shogo Akiyama hit an RBI single in the 7th that sent the Reds over the Tigers 4-3. Cincinnati took the nightcap 4-0 as Trevor Bauer struck out 7 while allowing 2 hits over 7 innings. Kyle Wright and the Atlanta bullpen combined on a 10-hit shutout as the Braves downed the Mets 4-0 to complete a 3-game sweep. Mitch Garver hit his first home run of the season, and the Twins used their bullpen to string together a 2-hitter and a 3-1 victory over the Indians. White Sox prospect Nick Madrigal had his the first 4 hits of his promising big league career, including a 2 during a 7-run 7th that propelled Chicago to a 9-2 rout of the Royals. Also, the Orioles completed their first 3-game sweep in almost 2 years as Hanser Alberto doubled home the tie-breaking run in the 7th inning of their 5-1 decision over the Rays. Daniel Murphy, Ryan McMahon, and Matt Kemp homered while the Rockies built a 9-1 lead and a 9-6 win over the Padres. Javier Baez singled through a drawn-in infield in the 11th to score David Bodie and give the Cubs a 2-1 triumph over the Pirates. Alex Bregman poked an RBI single in the 11th to push the Astros past the Angels 6-5. The Athletics beat the Mariners 3-2 as Ramon Laureano broke out of a slump with a 3-run homer to help Chris Bassett become the first Oakland starter to earn a victory this season. Joey Gallo was 3-for-4, the big 3-run homer in the 7th, and then secured the Rangers' win over the Giants 9-5. For the second day in a row, the Miami Marlins had no positive test among their players and staff in Philadelphia, according to a person familiar with the situation. The Phillies have received recent results of Saturday's testing, and there were no new positives as well. The team was set to work out at Citizens Bank Park on Sunday in preparation for the resumption of games on Monday. The Marlins haven't played since July 26 in Philadelphia because of an outbreak with their traveling party. The Cardinals still going through some testing protocols as well. Their game that was scheduled today against the Tigers has been postponed, as were all of their weekend games. Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy suffered a heart attack during a Saturday team workout at Miller Park. Brewers GM David Stern says a 61-year-old Murphy received a stent and is expected to get released from the hospital in a couple of days. They said it was too early to estimate when he might be able to return. The Mets say slugger Yoenis Cespedes has opted out of the remainder of the season due to concerns about the coronavirus. His whereabouts became a concern early Sunday after he didn't report to the ballpark and didn't reach out to management with any explanation for his absence. Cespedes went 0-for-4 during a 7-1 loss on Saturday, leaving him 5-for-31 with 15 strikeouts this year. Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant was out of the lineup for a second straight game on Sunday, a day after reporting a stomach ailment. The Cubs say Bryant tested negative for the coronavirus Friday and Saturday and is scheduled to be tested again on Monday. Manager David Ross said the team is taking the right precautions to keep everyone safe. Reds first baseman Joey Votto has been placed on the injured list. The team gave no reason for the move, but specified the 6-time All-Star is not on the 10-day injured list. And also in a couple of other notes here from the weekend, the Philadelphia Flyers have taken game one of their NHL round-robin series that will determine seeding in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Michael Raffel had a goal and an assist while the Flyers scored 3 times in the second period of a 4-1 victory against the Boston Bruins in Toronto. Raffel opened the scoring 5:33 into the period to set up Nate Thompson about 4 minutes later. Nazem Kadri scored a buzzer-beating power play goal to give the Avalanche a 2-1 comeback victory over the defending Stanley Cup champion Blues in Western Conference round-robin play. Kadri's shot crossed the goal line with 0.1 seconds on the clock. The NHL reviewed the play for several minutes before calling it a good goal. Oliver Ekman-Larsson scored the first of Arizona's 3 first-period goals in a 4-3 verdict over Nashville in Game 1 of their qualifying series. Yunus Korpisalo stopped 28 shots in his first playoff start, and Cam Atkinson scored early in the third period of the Blue Jackets' 2-0 shutout of the Maple Leafs in the qualifying round in Toronto. And Alex Stalock stopped 28 shots, and the Wild scored 2 power play goals in a 2-0 shutout of the Canucks there in their qualifying series also. And also in NASCAR, Brad Keselowski has won at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, his 3rd victory of the season and 33rd of his career. Keselowski swapped stage wins with Denny Hamlin and took the checkered flag 1.647 seconds ahead of Hamlin. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.